everyone wants to right the wrongs, and we want to make sure that we not only detect any cases that are out there, but also take steps to ensure that we do everything to lower dust levels and thus try and eradicate this terrible disease forever. It does require the industry to be confident in the advice, particularly the advice we're getting from medical experts, and it's now clear that the advice that the department, the industry and the unions was receiving from the College of Radiologists wasn't good enough. They weren't picking up cases that local GPs in Rockhampton and Mackay picked up later on. So there needs to be a reassessment of the level of the standard of testing that's being done there, particularly in relation to ensuring that it is world's best practice and that the radiologists are using the best equipment that is available to make sure that we're getting every case of CWP, no matter how early it is in its stages.
How confident can mine workers and their families be, though, Ian McFarlane, about your industry's determination to do the right thing when the committee itself has found a deliberate underfunding of detection measures, something that it says has cost and will cost more men their lives?
Well, I mean, the report is firstly an interim report and it needs to go to the minister when it's completed, and I think the chairman is suggesting that it not be completed until late May. Secondly, that in terms of funding, those are matters for both the previous LNP government and the previous Labor government before that, because these issues go back in some cases 20 or 30 years. Then we need to make sure that those miners and those coal miners who are affected by CWP receive workers' compensation, even if they're not working for the company any longer. And then we need to set about setting standards and making sure we've got the equipment to detect the level of dust to ensure that we are not placing coal miners in danger.
Well, you say that this is an interim report, but aren't those the type of recommendations that mining companies can be taking up right now?
Well, we are, and that's the thing. Mining companies and the department, which has done a fantastic job to date, the Queensland Department of Natural Resources has done a really good job with the resources they have available, and they were also relying on the advice they were getting from medical practitioners. And we're working with them and with the unions and with the government to make sure that all mines are now compliant, and we're advised that they are. Secondly, as I say, that we're out there working on new technology to be able to test dust in real time, and that technology is available overseas, but it's not registered to be used here yet. And that's an issue that both the Commonwealth and state government need to get involved in. As I say, the resource companies, the mining companies are happy to do whatever is necessary to do everything they can to eradicate this disease and look after those workers who have already been affected by CWP.
You're hearing from Ian McFarlane from the Queensland Resources Sector on the Queensland Country Hour today. Mr. McFarlane, what efforts beyond, you mentioned workers' compensation, but beyond those mechanisms, how can companies ensure that families who have lost or stand to lose their husbands and fathers and brothers will be adequately compensated?
Well, that's an issue that we're working through with both the department and with the workers' compensation scheme, and we all understand that we've got to step up a bit more on that. There was a belief prior to the detection of the first case that this disease had been eradicated. That's not the case. We've discovered that X-rays weren't being read properly by the radiologists and that they were being missed, and it wasn't until we sent them to the US and got them checked again that we discovered the prevalence of CWP. So we now need to work harder to make sure that cases that have been missed or detected, people who have the disease, are looked after, and that those families who have been affected or where a person unfortunately has been deceased are also taken into consideration. The industry takes our share of responsibility for this, as does the government, both the current one and the previous one, and we need to make sure that what we're doing going forward resolves the problem and this doesn't degenerate into a political bun fight, because from my experience, Charlie, political bun fights never deliver a result. It's when industry and government work together and both sides of politics work together that we actually get results.
Fair enough, but when you have an inquiry that's heard from, 190 witnesses, it's held 42 public inquiries, and it finds that there's been deliberate underfunding and resourcing of the systems designed to detect black lung. Have mining companies been complicit in this?
Mining companies were relying on the information being supplied by the College of Radiologists that black lung had been eradicated. It's as simple as that.
Okay. Well,
governments also relied on that information, both LNP and Labor, and at the same time, we know now that that information wasn't correct. So hindsight is a great thing.
Does the Queensland Resources Council believe that it was wrong to assume that black lung didn't exist after the 1980s?
Well, that's a very difficult question because we relied on the advice we were getting from doctors. If you can't rely on the medical profession, I guess we were a bit surprised that this had happened. But having found that some radiologists were better than others, we'll make sure we use the better radiologists, we'll make sure that they're using the best equipment in the world, that their standards are the best standards in the world, and we detect these cases going forward. Look, the industry doesn't walk away from its responsibility, or if you want to use that word, blame, for what has happened. We were relying on experts. Those experts have let us down. We're happy to address those issues. We will make sure going forward, though, that we have the absolute best, and we won't just rely on the College of Radiologists. We'll make sure that we talk to the medical fraternity. We'll find out why GPs in Mackay and Rockhampton picked up cases that the radiologists missed. We want to know what the process was that let us down, and we'll fix it, and we'll go forward with a new process.